I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm pretty sure there's no way in hell this is going to happen, but I've been wrong before. Yesterday on Afternoon Drive, they were talking about Dylan Gabriel being week one starter at Browns camp.
I think that it's still in the realm of possibility.
Here is our good buddy Nick Wilson on the matter.
I think every test that they're giving them, which goes back to what Dylan actually said about how, you know, they're trying to overload you. I don't know that they see his struggles on the field as necessarily a negative thing.
But they need to start doing that.
I think they look at this as like, all right, this is the threshold, and let's see where you are in a week. I think their rebuttal is going to be, you guys didn't see everything that we saw. You've seen the tip of the iceberg with X amount of practices. I've been charting him this whole time, and we believe that he's ready to win the job. And I still will say, I don't think he should start week one. But I continue to have to come back to the idea of, like, I think I have to prepare you and everybody in Cleveland that might not like Dylan Gabriel. There's a decent chance he starts week one.
I think we've been a little bit overzealous with our anti-Dylan Gabriel rhetoric on this station. I have not resorted to height jokes or anything like that.
The cheap shots.
Oddly enough, I didn't get in the gutter on that sort of thing. I've gotten emails about some of the things that have been said. I think we've been a little over the top as a populace here, the media in Cleveland, going after Dylan Gabriel here. But you start that guy week one. If you were to start him week one, pack your boxes. Everybody's out. You understand how unrealistically good he has to be to start him week one? Are we serious with each other here?
I thought he had zero chance to start week one.
That's not a serious conversation. I'm sorry. Aditi Kinkabwala spoke about it yesterday on Afternoon Drive. Here's more of the guys in the afternoon about maybe some of the media jumping the shark on the whole Joe Flacco stuff.
Just this weekend of course it's Joe Flacco's job. Yeah. And I kind of felt like those people had jumped the shark. So to hear Aditi say it's early, I think that's exactly where we should be in the quarterback kerfuffle.
I mean, if it's not Joe Flacco's job here, again, pack your boxes.
Okay, well, let me say this. Here's where, okay, Nick might have a point, because once the picket injury came down, I was looking at the timeline and when he was going to be reevaluated, and I never thought Dylan Gabriel and certainly not Shador had any chance to start. It was either going to be Kenny Pickett or Flacco.
Mm-hmm.
So when the Pickett information came down, I'm like, well, that's it. They're just going to be more comfortable at this point with Flacco because it's going to be too much time missed. Now, I might have been off because Pickett was doing individual drills yesterday. So it's not over for him. It still is a hamstring. It still is something, especially the way he plays the game, that you do worry about either re-aggravation or whatever.
Can he miss joint practice, though, and it not be over for him?
So I guess
maybe
Carolina one he could miss, but he could not miss Philadelphia. Because there's
you can't miss two of them. But I don't think he's totally dead and buried in the job. But yeah, again, I just think he's further away.
Honestly, I might have spoke too soon. I'll admit it, that it was over when I heard that diagnosis.
If you start, you got to understand, if you go and you start Joe Flacco and he goes out there and struggles, like, hey, you started the veteran. You started the guy who was the Super Bowl MVP, the guy that took you to the playoffs. I mean, he basically threw you on his back and took you to the playoffs somehow. Guys had to run routes. Guys had to play football. Don't get me wrong. That Bears game, you should have been buried in that Bears game. The Bears should have beat you that night, and they didn't. And Joe Flacco definitely threw the ball away a couple of times and did some stupid things as time went on. We know what happened in the Houston game. We know what even happened in the Jets game where he was able to keep the Jets in the football game as it was. But let's be serious here. He played to a high level. That was still 2 years ago, but it's still a memory that your veterans have. And so your veterans are going to have natural trust. I could buy Kenny Pickett being a veteran and you starting the season with Kenny Pickett. I don't think I'd agree with it. But I could buy something like that. Joe Flacco, to me, is the clear choice. If you go in any other direction, if you go with Dylan Gabriel, it just seems to be irresponsible. And if you were to go with Dylan Gabriel to start the season, considering what everybody has said, they're already going to be wondering, because you might not have seen so much, and you're only hearing what everybody has said, and none of it's been good. Who has said glowing things about Dylan Gabriel? Coach Lance once? During a practice, said like, okay, he's going through it. Like, but it wasn't like he was going, this guy, he's got something special. Nobody said that. You don't start a season with that. So clearly when you start a season with a guy like that, you're telling me you're completely unserious about winning anything this year.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The grand scheme of things, maybe they're not. Okay, I understand that in the grand scheme, they could be a 4 or 5 win football team, but you at least got to try to go out there and win. Joe would be trying to win. Joe would be responsible to the veterans. Kenny, to a certain degree, as we said at the beginning of the show, he would be responsible to the veterans. Dylan Gabriel starting week one, no, there's zero possibility. Zero possibility. And if he does start week one, no offense to Dylan Gabriel, I'm not trying to be mean-spirited to him, I'd be sick to my stomach. For his future, for the Browns' future, for the current regime's future, for everybody involved. For everybody involved. There is no way on earth that anything with common sense tells any radio show host or any, I will do Kafis Corner till the cows come home before we will sit there and regurgitate anything about Dylan Gabriel being a starting quarterback week one. That is irresponsible. There's no a guy as conservative as Kevin Stefanski would be. There's no way. I know the DTR a couple years ago before the Ravens game. Yeah. That was a surprise, a crazy surprise. But even he's not going to try to. I mean, no, you're not going to do something like that. You were just talking about the conservatism within the offense here. You're going to go put that guy out there week one? You were that excited to put that guy out there week one? That's insane.
And I mean, from anybody that's been following this closely, they have said it's been as bad as they've ever seen. Think about that in Browns camp, and think about how many bad quarterbacks have adorned that famous jersey. And this is as bad as it's ever been. And we want to still put it in play that he could start week one for the Browns. It just seems impossible.
It does. It absolutely seems nuts.
And I've heard of guys that are not practice players all of a sudden showing up in games. But does it sound to you like Dylan Gabriel is that guy?
No. Good God almighty. 216-474-0092. Do we want to go to the phones? We want to try. I mean, the first one of the day was terrible, so I don't know if we want to go any further.
Try this, and that could be it for the
day. All right, we'll try. If this one's bad, we ain't going to go to the phones no more. Hello, Ryan.
What's going on, guys?
Hi, Ryan. Go ahead.
Is the pitting that bad to say?
He's talking down a sewer pipe. I can't even understand him. So now I'm cutting it off. I'm not even throwing out the number now because we're just getting crazy stuff here so far. But Dylan Gabriel is now I don't want to be accusatory of Nick here. Is Nick saying that it's open for? I mean, he's saying that it's open
sounded
for Dylan
like
Gabriel.
He thought we better prepare ourselves.
I don't want
it.
To misinterpret it because I've taken guys out of context before on this station, and I've been corrected. I've been harshly rebuked by Andy Baskin here. Hit it.
I think every test that they're giving them, which goes back to what Dylan actually said about how, you know, they're trying to overload you. I don't know that they see his struggles on the field as necessarily a negative thing.
But they need to start doing that.
I think they look at this as like, all right, this is the threshold, and let's see where you are in a week. I think their rebuttal is going to be, you guys didn't see everything that we saw. You've seen the tip of the iceberg with X amount of practices. I've been charting him this whole time, and we believe that he's ready to win the job. And I still will say, I don't think he should start week one. But I continue to have to come back to the idea of, like, I think I have to prepare you and everybody in Cleveland that might not like Dylan Gabriel. There's a decent chance he starts week one.
All right, but No. I got nothing against Dylan Gabriel. Not a chance in hell. Don't say that. That's irresponsible. Nick, I love you. No. You don't throw the kitchen sink at him, and then he fumbles all of it and go, he's ready for week one in real live NFL football. No. If they do it, I won't be mad at Nick. I'd be mad at them. For the record, Nick would be right. Nick could do champion's pose. I go, congratulations.
I feel
you're
like,
right about irresponsible, crazy people.
I feel
people.
Like the point spread would dip all the way down to like double digits if he was starting week one.
It would
one.
Be FBS Ohio or FCS Ohio yeah. State point spread stuff. Is it starting Dylan Gabriel? Again, Nick could do, he could do victory laps all he wants week one. He should do them on that Friday because that Sunday afternoon is going to be a long day. And then the rest of it's going to be a long day.
He would be right.
Because
he would be right. I give him credit.
Go with what you've heard over these last few weeks, these last 2 weeks here. Joel Batonio's been in the league how long? You going to start that guy? Joel Batonio's back. Going to start that guy? Miles Garrett. Now, Miles Garrett signed for a hell of a lot of money. Denzel Ward. How many years Denzel Ward got left? David Njoku, final year of the contract. Correct, if I'm not mistaken. We're going to start this guy. This guy's going to throw to me.
Can you imagine the Shador calls?
You're not doing that. At some point, you may get to that. You start off on the right foot. I could possibly see Kenny Pickett if he were healthy. It's Joe Flacco to start the year.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.